Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The long fast of Lent is over. As St. Gregory the theologian once said, yesterday I was crucified with Christ, today I am glorified with him. Yesterday I died with him, today I am made alive with him. He took the form of a slave that we might regain freedom. The Pascha, the feast of the resurrection of our Lord, is here. Time to celebrate that Christ is risen. The tomb is empty. In many ways, we are like the women who go to Jesus' tomb only to find it empty. We too did not see Christ exiting the tomb, but encounter the resurrection through a message that is given. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. It seems it would have been much better for Jesus to just appear to the women in dazzling white from within the tomb. And it certainly would have been easier for Jesus to show up today, centuries later, in all his resurrection glory. But Jesus is tricky like that. What the women are given and what we are given is a message of the resurrection. Is a message that defies all our experience and logic. It defies what our culture tells us to be true. Death is supposed to be the end. That's it. So grab all that you can grab. Get all that you can get. Because in the end, you will only be worm food. Given our experience with death, it seems logical that you live and that you die. The best you can really hope for is that you live a good and long life. But the Easter message asks, are you sure death is the end? Does it have to be? The Easter message is that Christ lives. Death is not the end. Death does not win. Life does. When these two contradictory claims on life smack right into one another, it's natural for us to try and hold on to what we know from our experiences. So when the women bring the Easter message of life through death, the disciples respond to the message, it's being an idle tale. And they do not believe. It's not that they don't believe in something. They just do not believe in the Easter message. But God's message of life, the message of the resurrection is so powerful, so compelling, that it makes you think. It finds that crack in one's firm belief and starts to break open one's firm resolve. It keeps asking the nagging question deep within your heart. Are you sure death is all there is? Death is final, sure. But is it really the end? In Jesus and his resurrection, life gets the final word. Through Christ's death, death becomes a means of a new beginning. The Easter message pulls you out of death and your own belief system of death and into the light of the resurrection, into the life of God that is abundant and eternal. It makes you think that the claim that the tomb of death could not hold Jesus Christ and that Jesus' crucifixion was actually his victory over sin and death is so outrageous and contrary to what we might think that it might just actually be true. When Peter heard the Easter message, he had to go. And he had to see for himself. And Peter sees the empty tomb and is amazed. Now this is where our Easter gospel reading ends. But we know that Jesus' followers encountered the resurrected Jesus Christ many times before Jesus went back to be with his Father. They got to encounter the risen Lord Jesus Christ in their life and truly believe. And we too, Jesus' followers centuries later, continue to encounter the risen Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit in word and in sacrament. We continue to experience him through God's people who have Christ dwelling in them. So if those who choose to believe in something else, if they want to tell God that it is too outrageous that Jesus rose from the dead, they can go ahead. God has heard it all before. It doesn't change the reality of the resurrection. The resurrection is real, and through it, we have life. Life. Love is the final word. And it is God's word crucified and risen for us. And why would we ever think that God would give us anything less than life in him and with him through his Son? We may never fully grasp the full meaning of the resurrection. But we do know this. We were loved so much that God the Son, died on a cross for you and for me. And that, the resurrection, was that decisive moment in history that changes reality forever. He changed the existence of the world and our lives forever. Living in the resurrection is living in the trust, assurance, and love of the risen Lord. That he is raised and will be with us always. That his death conquered death. His love is stronger than death. It is choosing life, real life, in Christ, instead of the life of the world that only leads to death. It's living in the transforming presence of Jesus now and forever. It is dying with Christ so we can be resurrected with him. And that message of love, life that's more powerful than death, is a message worth sharing with others. One of the greatest evidences of the resurrection back then and now is the church's witness of Christ's resurrection by our words and deeds of love. Our actions reveal that Christ is risen because he is dwelling in us. So today, let us celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Let us feast. For as St. John Chrysostom says in his Paschal Sermon, Christ is risen, and you, O death, are annihilated. Christ is risen, and the evil ones are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is liberated. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of its dead, for Christ, having risen from the dead, is become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, be glory and power now and forever, from all ages of all ages. Can I get an amen?